Welcome to the Site Visit Podcast, leadership and perspective from construction, with your host, James Faulkner.
Live from BuildX Vancouver 2024.
Hello, you guys. How are you?
Hey, James. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Blair?
Amazing.
Thank you for having us. Laura Flam and Blair Schellenberg from Motorola Avigilon. So we met at your Christmas party.
That was right. Fun. That was really fun.
I kind of like made my way around just via osmosis from one person to the next. I kind of got stuck on you because we started talking about technology. and you're an iceberg of information, and I only got what was above the surface at the Christmas party. So you gave me a little glimpse under the water, but there's a depth of stuff there. And also, Blair, known you since we were
high school.
Young, very young, yeah. So this is how this whole relationship kind of got going. So thanks for the intro, and thanks for inviting me to the Christmas party. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Hey, and thanks for having us here today. We're really excited about talking to you more.
Okay, cool. So just... maybe let's just a little quick intro. So Laura, your position and the area that you oversee, and then Blair, after that, just provide.
Sure thing. So I lead our product technology partnerships with external vendors, right? So that basically means anybody who's coming in to integrate their application with either our video management software or access control software. I'm handling all of the process behind that, partner relationships, and also helping with concepting out what that integration should be. And then also really kind of working with Blair and with folks from our sales team to go, okay, what does the field need when it comes to integrating their video and their access control applications with other applications in their tech stack?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, every customer has unique needs. Every customer has, you know, a wide tech stack that goes well beyond, unfortunately, anything Motorola can cover as end-to-end as we are.
Yeah.
And so we've got to make sure that our technologies can talk to those technologies and create efficiencies and workflows that make sense for those customers.
Cool. Okay. And then Blair?
Well, I'm the Alta Cloud Video Specialist for Motorola Solutions, and basically I'm two-tiered. I work with partners with respect to our cloud-based video surveillance solution, which is a simple, smart, secure, and open product, which is something that I'm very excited about. And I'm also on the business development side, working not only with integrators, but also with end users on a daily basis.
Very good. You come with a lot of energy. You always have.
I try.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thanks, James.
Okay, so let's break this down for a while. We talked a lot of, you know, big words, integrations, tech stacks, all this kind of stuff that, you know, to us is just common knowledge. But to most people, let's just talk about like hardware, for instance, and how it sort of dovetails with wireless, how it dovetails with like, you know, you also have some power solutions as well with solar. So, you know, you don't have to bring power to supply those different technologies. Maybe just take us through sort of what the sort of vision is of the product you guys are trying to do and what you're trying to do for construction.
So, you know, if I think about just sort of a really good kind of everyday use, right, where, you know, you've got a need for this type of thing. You know, we have partners who do things like perimeter intrusion detection. And you can use video to monitor your perimeter, monitor potential intrusion events.
Yeah.
But if you are, let's say, a critical infrastructure type site with really high security needs, you're probably going to have something that it goes above and beyond that. So something that's radar-based, sensor-based, that has the ability to detect potential intrusion events well before a human or even a camera probably could. And so, you know, what you absolutely want to avoid in those scenarios is having your security operations center person getting an alarm in their perimeter intrusion application and then having to swivel chair over and look at their video management application and find the closest camera and then use their pan tilt zoom controls to zoom in on that area and then hit the record button. You do not want that.
Right.
Because at that point, that perimeter breach has happened. Whatever it is, you know, bear, fox, you know,
human. Drug addict.
Drug addict. They're in and they're causing trouble, right? So what we do is we work with those complementary technologies, give them our APIs, make sure that they can actually communicate through our interfaces with the video management software. So as soon as that perimeter detection alarm is coming in, that's happening in the video management system. And the human, there's no human in the equation, because your video management software is configured to have the closest camera to that spot zoom in and start recording immediately with no human intervention.
Okay. So, I mean, we've got like another, don't have to name the name, there's another one behind us here that's got their cameras up there. And so, you know, in terms of the differentiator of what you guys are doing, is it mostly to, they seem like they're a closed-end solution and you guys are providing sort of an open-end solution.
Right.
Is that basically it? You're providing all the hardware, the APIs, and then they do all the rest. Is that...
You know, I wouldn't... I think there's two aspects to it, right? Because, you know, Motorola has really a great portfolio of end-to-end technologies that are all integrated with each other at this point that somebody can go ahead and use on a site. You know, for instance, and Blair, you can speak to this really well. I think, you know, we've got an option for somebody to integrate their video or their access control applications all the way through to their radios.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things, I came on with the VSNA side about 4 or 5 months ago, you know, having come from the LMR or land mobile radio side of things.
Okay.
And what Motorola has been pitching for a number of years after the purchase of Avigilon is that end-to-end connectivity, detect, identify, communicate, and respond, so that when you detect, whether that's via analytics or access control or whatever that may be, you can address that situation right away instead of having that situation happen and then having to roll back through tons of video, which can take a whole bunch of time. It's done very quickly for you, and it's very effective when you tie in all these different systems, whether it's your access control, it can be sensors, those can be sensors on site, indoors, you know, could be cigarette smoke, could be vape, could be road sensors, temperature sensors, etc. It's all put together to make different groups as safe as possible, whether it's healthcare or education or construction. Motorola has really put that end-to-end solution, which, in my opinion, you know, isn't rivaled by anybody.
I see. Okay. So is there, it seems that there is a opportunity to have a, I guess you could call it a sub-brand or some kind of package. Because it seems like there's, as you said, like there isn't probably another rival to the suite of technologies you guys have all in one. I think when you come to places like this, people need to see it in a booth with a name, and that's that. So there's probably really an opportunity there for a kind of a... Companies do that all the time, and this is for construction. So, you know, it's black and yellow, and it's got its whole thing, and this is your solution for construction. Because I think that... when it comes to this stuff, you have to figure out who is the customer. So typically, who is it? Is it security companies who are coming in? Would they be using your technology, or would it be the general contractor that would contract you guys out to provide the security? Or what kind of opportunities does it create for business development in terms of who would be charging the job site?
I think it's yes, yes, and yes there. You know, we talk to architects, we talk to engineers, we talk to developers, we talk to the security companies. We're working with all of them.
Okay.
You know, I'm personally on the Alta Aware Cloud Video side, but we're talking to them about the whole suite of products.
Okay.
We have really three silos when it comes to security. You have the Pelco side, which is for third-party VMS or video management systems. You have the on-prem or Unity product, which has been around. People know that. You have servers on-site, et cetera.
Right.
And then you have the cloud-based product, which My job right now is to go out there and spread the word. I mentioned earlier I say cloud a lot. It's really about making people aware of the advantages, benefits, and all that type of stuff. And it can be, definitely can be applied to the security side of things. I'm working with, large developments, to put video cameras for buildings. I'm doing perimeter security for certain construction projects, etc. You know, it's really getting out there and making people aware of what's available and providing the best solution of that end-to-end solution to each user.
Cool. Okay. So, Laura, we had some, because you're very organized, I can tell, you had sent over some notes here. So I'm just going to sort of just chat about this for a minute. So you're working with some AI stuff to track PPE.
Yes.
So let's just talk about that for a second.
Blair's pretty excited about
it. I'm getting excited now.
It is. It's great. So it's interesting. We've got a few different things. As far as AI goes. So we have actually a very large customer in the construction engineering side of things here in Canada who is applying their own AI, like writing their own AI models and applying that to their video data.
I see.
Using our API to get video data, get everything they can, right? And then taking their AI and using that to create a project monitoring dashboard.
I see.
Which is pretty cool. As far as the PPE goes, that's also something that people are using their video data for.
Yeah.
So for instance, we've got, I know in the Alta camera line, we've got a camera that actually recognizes color.
I see, yeah.
So if you've got, let's say, somebody on site, first off, you can use our analytics to make sure they're actually wearing a helmet, right? So
right.
That's something that you can do with video data. You can apply AI
can't
to
can't tell
that.
With all the stickers on these days. They look like bad hairdos.
but in the case of, one of our partners, they're looking at actually taking the L6. You got to get into this and talk about this L6 camera, but they're taking that and using it to basically say, is the contractor who's supposed to be wearing the blue hard hat?
I see, yeah.
Wearing the blue hard hat, and the folks who are supposed to be wearing the yellow ones, who are like the everyday staff or whatever,
yeah.
Are they actually wearing the yellow ones? And how can we enforce that easily? And so you can use that to get alarms pumping into your VMS for somebody to be able to go out and be like, hey, you've got the wrong hat on you.
Right.
You,
and like, so is this happening right. Real time though?
Yep.
Okay. So this isn't
absolutely.
Like retroactive. People are going
this
after
is,
and
this
then.
This is real time alerts.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Sorry to jump in here, James, but these systems or these solutions now are set it and forget it type systems. You set up rules.
Is your name Ron Popeil?
No, it's not. By
remember
the way.
That? Set it and forget it.
It is truly a set it and forget it type system, and you create the rules. We work with the integrators to create the rules for the end users so that these issues or these security challenges don't happen. Invariably something's going to happen that we don't know about, and we can tweak the system moving forward. But no longer are you going to have people sitting there looking at the video screens, all day long. It's all done for you on the back end through these solutions, whether it's on-prem or whether it's a cloud solution.
Right. So for instance, just a use case. So would somebody be getting an alert to a mobile device saying someone does not have this appropriate PPE, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
So it's going to be a... So that's what that company is doing. So they're going to be creating their own app, basically?
So they can use our mobile app.
Okay, so what's your mobile app then?
So Blair's pulling out the mobile app. I love it. Right, I mean, it's, you're able to view live camera streams. You're
okay.
able to get alerts. You're able to set the different camera views that you want to have on your app. So you can just go and scroll through them.
Blair's place.
You can actually... That's my garage. And, it's all of the function, or pretty much most of the functionality that you have in the actual application can be done via the app. That's searching for individuals, i.e., I want to find someone with a red top or blue jeans, or using the analytics. These can be things like line crossings, anomaly analytics. The list goes on. There's sound analytics for tires screeching, loud screams, blasts, etc. So really
pretty cool.
The possibilities are endless in how you can address these security concerns.
It's interesting because when we were when we came to set up this this booth here, because there's a time you can move in and everyone's putting their displays together, and a couple of booths down, like their whole thing fell over and it was really loud, and they're like, I mean, it all smashed into bits. But there's an example of a sound that, you know, you would pick that up just to focus on where that is. And that could be an alert that's obviously, I mean, on a construction job, you hear loud bangs. You know, usually everyone's trying to avoid loud bangs unless, you know, it's a, you know, pile driving or something like that where it's happening, dong, 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 constantly, right? That kind of stuff is different. But if you had, so I'm trying to piece together like what that customer of yours is doing. So they are you're taking in all the information. That's going real time. It's obviously being saved in the cloud.
Correct.
Okay, so no on-prem.
Actually, it's a little bit different than that. So we try to optimize bandwidth. So we're not streaming up and down to the cloud all the time, because when you have a whole bunch of cameras streaming up and down to the cloud can
be... So you're doing that end of the day kind of thing. So we're talking internal memory first, and then it's...
Absolutely. Okay. So you can schedule that in the middle of the night when there's no bandwidth issues.
So where does the API layer analyze that if it's not going up constantly? That means the software would have to be...
From the Alta perspective, the analytics are on the cameras.
Oh, they're on the cameras.
Yes.
So the customer you have who's building the AI solution to analyze the information for PPE, that needs to go... The API needs to be open.
They're actually using our on-prem Unity.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Video management.
I see. Okay.
Software.
So they're writing it for that on-prem server.
They are.
Okay, that makes more sense.
They are.
Okay. I was wondering how they were going to get it if you're not uploading it.
So our Unity video management system also has a cloud services.
Got it. Okay.
Side
just
of it.
For storage.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Also with system management, right? So you can handle the licensing aspects through that, things like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So essentially, when you have, what are you doing with, remember we were talking at Christmas about that technology that had like personal cameras? Like the little ones, the lapel
body worn cameras.
The body worn.
Yes.
You guys getting into that?
So that is another side of Motorola.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that is another side, another area within Motorola. Also, you know, really interesting business. Lots of interesting things going on there. I can't necessarily speak.
Okay.
To that, simply because I'm not in it, but Blair, I think, has got it.
We have a very extensive line of body cameras, both for public safety all the way down to retail as well. You know, we see what's going on in the world these days, and we're utilizing cameras in many different ways.
So is that the way the police have their own camera that they put on, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and Motorola Solutions is the leader with respect to public safety radio systems. We have body cameras, and we're tying in all the video these days with all the different software packages that we have, all part of that end-to-end solving for safer ecosystem.
Cool. So that to me sounds really interesting. Like there's a couple of things that I go, okay, this is where things kind of get really, I mean, I've been on a lot of construction sites and I've seen all sorts of stuff. And really what happens is you get stuck to the lowest common denominator of a sub trade who, you know, might not be participating how they're a safe company, but they're doing their own thing. And, you know, there's lots of subs that come onto a site, and the GCs can only control so much. But when you're talking about, you know, color tagging, for instance, that makes perfect sense. So, like, if you needed to know, like, you'll see there's PPE signs before you get onto a job site. You know, you need to have steel toe boots. You need to have, you know, a metal plate underneath the boot. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You need to have, you know, a hard hat, obviously, Visi vest. Those things, obviously, AI can detect. But I think what starts to get even more interesting is when you start actually tagging with different sticker products so that AI can really pick up and categorize, basically. So everyone might have like a, it's like a, you know, on their shoulder, for instance, maybe one of those, you know, how they used to have a plastic little sheath for like, you know, your name tag to go in or whatever. That's there, but that has like a magenta block in it. So you, now you know what Magenta people are all doing. So that they, rather than having to try and identify, you know, a hard hat that's got 100 stickers on it, and you're like, is that a hard hat? Is that guy someone's hair? Like, you're going to get problems there. So, and it, and it's also seen, I can see how PPE will be integrated into those systems. Like, the boots, for instance, might have a little color swatch on it or an opportunity to put a thing in it, so that we start to have all of these, obviously, they're visual tags for AI to really pick up properly.
And I think, you know, it's interesting. I should find out if there's something like that, I think, being used in construction already, because we do see that in healthcare.
Yeah.
And specifically in healthcare, you know, we see a lot of use of real-time tracking systems, real-time asset location systems, you know, from everything from equipment to, you know, infants in the NICU, right, could have an RFID tag.
Right. Because you guys have sensors too, right?
Exactly.
Yep. RFID is expensive, though. A little piece of paper that's magenta is cheap.
Yep.
And they don't get, and if they get lost, no one cares.
Yep.
Whereas RFID tags, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've actually been dealing with that with, we have one of our customers who is in the restoration industry, and they have, you know, they'll leave, you know, air blowers and dehumidifiers in properties all over the city, and they have to track where they are. So there was a company called Nero, I believe, that was doing asset tracking. They might have been using some of your hardware, actually.
Oh, okay.
But don't quote me on that, but they should, if they're not. That would basically, once that particular device left the truck, it was basically what location did the truck not see it anymore, and then the truck drove away. And then that would start the clock of how long that thing has been there. So there's some kind of interesting stuff going in, but it was just so expensive to have RFID tags on everything. Is the price of these all coming down?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, we definitely have partners who are in that area and doing very well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know RFID in particular. I think there is an alternative as well, which really comes into play with our video management software, which is license plate recognition.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, we have another great example of big construction company over in Europe. They really needed a way to be able to let employees and contractors and things drive into the parking lot to park at this massive construction site. And they were just really struggling to figure out a way to, like, permit people to, you know, come in, get access, leave when they needed to leave, you know, just make sure that they were staying organized as far as parking goes. And so they went actually to their systems integrator and said, hey, you know, what can you do? What, like how can we manage this better? And the systems integrator, of course, was like, well, Avigilon's got license plate recognition built into their video management software. Like, let's use that. Let's see what we can do with that. And so they created, you know, again, using our API, an integration between the LPR data from the video management system and the access control system that was handling the gate open
and
close.
Makes sense. That's cool.
And, you know, we have an access control system that obviously does that as well. This happened to be a different one, but they went ahead, did the integration, and so now you've got the ability to automatically update our license plate recognition watch list with the contractors and people that should be on site and let them in and out without having to manually do all that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. I was also I was chatting with a guy yesterday I was introduced to. We had a conference call. We were chatting SiteMax, and you know, he started a company where they were staging all of the trucks that were coming in, because a lot of the delays are actually traffic delays and disorganization of when trucks are coming up for deliveries for things to come into site. Perfect example. I don't know if you've been looking at the Butterfly Building here on Nelson and Burrard. Have you tried to go up Nelson? I mean, it's, you know, you go Thurlow and then take a left on Nelson down the hospitals on the right and the churches there. To be able to get that stuff going through is they're now at the stage where everything is being loaded into that place.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one thing when they're doing the forming, you know, you got concrete trucks coming by to deliver concrete. That's kind of predictable. But when you're starting to get the other part, when you're doing all the cladding, windows, all that stuff, and then you have every fridge, every stove, all of that's coming, right? And they want to get them all in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's flooring, all of that stuff, right? I mean, this is where it starts to, all the staging of when those trucks are coming. So, and there's AI tools on how to optimize that based on traffic flows.
That's great.
Like red lights, all that, and it taps into Waze and all that kind of stuff.
That's great. Well, and I mean, it's a natural fit to take like LPR data mm-hmm. from your video management system and start to kind of build that into that model, right? Because, you know, we have customers in the manufacturing industry too,
yeah.
who are doing that. They're using the LPR data to basically, you know, track trucks leaving their facility. And trucks, you know, trucks coming back in, right? So it's one other way that we've seen customers getting innovative with this kind of stuff.
How much time on site, being mm-hmm. able to access via access control based on license plate, the open path, or should I say Alta access control. You can actually do touchless access.
Yeah.
You can access a gate to let you in remotely just with your phone, even with the windows up. You know,
yeah.
Kudos to John Ferris for saying that every single time. But no, some really neat technology on its side.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think we should have another chat about what we could all do together, because there's a sort of a package thing I'm seeing where, you know, we had a guy on yesterday, Sean Gray, and he was telling me that he says 99%, and it's when I hear 99%, I was thinking, is it 98.4 or whatever? Because nothing's really 99% on the nose. But he said that 99%, air quotes, of the revenue in construction is not the big guys. It's all small business.
Absolutely.
Companies under 50 people. Revenue. That's crazy. So you think about that. So the opportunity might, we all think of it, say, is it LEDCOR, is it the PCLs, is it the LS Dons? Think of all of the job sites that are out there that are just one building, and they're not a hospital, they're not an airport, and they're not, you know, some, you know, government institutional building. You know, it's not some massive high rise. It's like a condo unit, six floors, still a job site with a hole in the ground, with underground parking, still has a perimeter. Lots of business there.
Oh, yeah.
So the question I always say is that, you know, people do want to spend on that. And the lightest, easiest, most reliable hardware with the biggest name will win that. Because it's all about, when you're dealing with anything on-prem, any hardware, it's like, what if it goes down? There's that. Like software, we don't have to worry about that because, you know, everyone's on AWS. There's lots of redundancy. You've got all that figured out. Software, software, software. That's why you see so much on bring your own device, because it's just, there's a redundancy there. It's like, well, oh, your phone's broken here. I'll just log in as you. I'll be on my phone. And now we can just log in on and have that person. So, but I look at, you know, a package for that 99% and I go, and then you're integrating how subs work into it as well and getting that ecosystem together. I think it's a huge opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, we should chat more.
Yeah, I think, you know, too, we see use cases, right, with, you know, partners of ours who will take camera infrastructure mobile, right?
Yeah.
So they'll put cameras on, let's say, a trailer of some kind that has solar panels on it. The power to that camera comes then through solar, and they, you know, can haul that or transport it out to, you know, disparate areas within a very, very large site, and do things that way. And so, you know, the other thing is too, like whatever they're putting up there, whatever camera it is, you can still get that data, you know, back to more of a centralized VMS platform as well. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, something to to consider.
I've got a number of customers out there who are actually using Cradlepoint routers, and they're using that for the Wi-Fi for the trailers and then connecting a couple of Alta Cloud cameras to that.
Yeah.
Very effective.
Yeah, that always, to me, is the... If you start with internet, you know, you guys partner with Rogers or you partner with, you know, whatever it is to get that onto the network, and then, yeah, it's like bolt on. You know, how deep do you want to go with this?
Absolutely. Yeah. With the throughput these days you get with the carriers?
That's pretty cool. I think it's pretty exciting where things are all going. So anyway, how does everyone get in touch with you? If anybody hears this, how do they reach out and, you know, chat construction solutions with you guys? So how do they find you?
Well, you're welcome to email me, blair.schellenberg@motorolasolutions.com. That's blair.schellenberg, S-H-E-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G, @motorolasolutions.com.
All right.
And on my side, email integrations@avigilon.com. Just really
email
easy.
Email
integrations@avigilon.com, and we'll see where we can go with things.
But. All right. Well, thank you very much, you guys. So we're going to have more conversations?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, Laura, Blair, thank you very much.
This has been our pleasure.
All right. Well, that does it for another episode of The Site Visit. Thank you for listening. Be sure to stay connected with us by following our social accounts on Instagram and YouTube. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter at sitemaxsystems.com/thesitevisit. Where you'll get industry insights, pro tips, and everything you need to know about the Site Visit Podcast and SiteMax, the job site and construction management tool of choice for thousands of contractors in North America and beyond. SiteMax is also the engine that powers this podcast. All right, let's get back to building.